amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart
you again this morning. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ever watch the Peanuts characters, the cartoons? I remember as a young kid, I watched the Peanuts quite a bit. And every season, you know, at Christmas time, they'd have a Peanuts cartoon, and, you know, and we'd watch those. I always thought they'd always come on, you know, and you didn't want to miss it. You know, you couldn't wait. It always come on a certain day and certain time. And, you know, in one of the Peanuts cartoons, Lucy, if you remember the character Lucy, she demanded that Linus change the TV channels. And she threatened him with her fist if he didn't. "What makes you think you can walk right in here and take over?" asked Linus. "These five fingers," says Lucy. "Individually, they're nothing, but when I curl them up like this into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold." Oh, man. "Which channel do you ask?" asks Linus. Turning away, he looks at his fingers and says, "Why can't you guys get organized like that?" You know, this morning, I'm not advocating for violence in any way. But how much better would this world be if we could all just get along? Amen? If we could all just get along together, be unified as one. You know, in over 3,500 years of recorded history, we have only been at peace with each other 286 years. There's been over 8,000 peace treaties made and 8,000 peace treaties broken. We quickly see then and know that the world does not do a very good job at keeping peace and being friendly with each other, do they? You know, as we entered this second week of Advent, you know, let us draw our hearts to some scripture that ought to bring peace to our lives. It's therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, God with us. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Suddenly an angel appeared among them, and the landscape shone bright with the glory of the Lord. And they were sorely afraid, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you the most joyful news ever announced, and it is for everyone. God with us. God for us. Amen. Who can be against us? Amen. Jesus, our peace and our joy, even when we are in troubled times. Jesus, our peace, even when we are in circumstances beyond our control. He is our peace and He is with us. You know, we live in a world that knows no peace, yet we pray for peace this morning. We can have peace. We can have peace through Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning, we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. Last week, we celebrated the Christmas, or the candle of hope, the hope of Christ's coming, the hope that Christ is coming again. Amen?
Amen.
And today, we celebrate the advent of peace. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, the peace that only Christ can give. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, today I ask you to speak to each one of us who desire to know your peace. The ones who desire to live in harmony with you, even amongst the world that does not know you, or they don't want peace. May our hearts be open to accept the peace that you give. Lord, I praise you this morning. Let us learn from you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, if I asked each of you to give me your idea of peace, I think I'd get a different answer from each of you. You know, finding true peace can be a challenge in this world. Peace is not in the absence. We're going to have problems. It doesn't mean that we're absent from troubles. We think if all of our problems go away, we would have this magical peace we would have that we've been looking for all of our lives, and that's just not true. Inner and outer factors in our lives would cause us to stumble with peace. And I love the animated movie Kung Fu Panda. You ever watch that? I know you guys with kids have watched that before. Several times throughout the movie, we find Master Shifu trying to find inner peace amongst all kinds of distractions. You know, we all face these distractions like this world is full of them, right? In another scene, we find Shifu realizing it's not about the distractions around him. And Verna's going to play a little spot here. I love this little clip here.
Both the day you were chosen as dragon warrior was the worst day of my life. By far, nothing else came close. It was the worst, most painful, mind-destroying
okay.
I have ever experienced. But once I realized the problem was not you, but within me, I found inner peace and was able to harness the flow of the universe.
So that's it? I just need inner peace? My innards are already super, super peaceful, so all I need to do is just get this thing going. Inner peace? You're going down.
You know, I think that's the way we all are searching for this inner peace, this peace in our life, and we have all these distractions, and we find him, Master Shifu here, he's like, you know, he said, it was all about you at first. I thought all my problems were because of you, but then I realized it's not about you. It's about what's inside me going on. And that's just exactly what we face in life. And we have all these distractions in this world, and we want to blame everything else going on around us, but really where the peace comes from is this inner peace has to come inside first. And when we deal with that, then all that other stuff going on outside of us becomes no big deal anymore. Because it's about the inner peace that God gives us that we need. We think all of our problems may go away, that it's some kind of magical thing. But really, all these things that go on outside is just going to continue to go on. For us, we need the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. The Holy Spirit gives us our power and our strength with God's presence to live above the problems in our lives. God is the only one who gives us this wholeness and completeness. It's not the universe, it's God. The Hebrew word shalom means peace with wholeness. I love that word, shalom. Peace. You cannot give what you yourself do not possess. If you don't have peace, you can't give peace. You've got to have peace. You know, there are many Bible-believing Christians who struggle with peace. They have tough nights and they stay up worrying. I've been there. I've got to be honest with you. I've had a hard time sometimes getting a grip on my fears and my anxieties at times in my life. I've spent many nights at 2 o'clock in the morning wandering around in the house praying, Lord, at least let me sleep. I'm not alone. We have those nights. But it's until I get on my knees and I say, Lord, my peace only comes from you. All this other stuff is irrelevant if I've got you in my life. These things make it hard to cope with life, but somewhere there's the peace of God. This peace of God ought to bring us peace in a way that we can live our lives the way God intended us. You know, Jesus desires that we have peace in our lives, and you believe that today? Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, He desires that we have peace in our lives. That's His desire. The God of hope brings peace. You know, on this side of heaven, it won't come without problems. But we can still have the peace of God like He has promised us. That is the comfort and the peace Jesus brings and desires for each one of us. I have told you these things, Jesus said, so that in me you may have peace in this world. You will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen?
Amen.
He knew. He said, listen, I give you this peace because you're going to have problems in life. But look, I overcame it. You can too. Amen. You believe that this morning. What I want to see this morning, what I want us to see this morning is that there's a big difference between the world's idea of peace and God's peace intended for the believer. You know, the peace offered by the world is empty and at best brings temporary peace. But God's peace is offered by God, and God's children, He gives us this peace. Offered to us freely, given, because He was willing to come. God sent Him here to give us peace. You believe in God's Word this morning?
Sure.
You believe it's true? If you believe it's true, then accept the peace that God wants you to have in your life.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
There are many celebrities out there that work all their career, you know, to be famous so that everybody knows them. And then once everybody knows them, then they work really hard about trying to stay hidden because they don't want to be known after that, right? It brings all these problems. They spend the rest of their time hiding and trying to get a minute of a minute of peace because there's always somebody there trying to. They would tell you that, most of them will tell you that money doesn't bring peace, but you know, money can actually bring a lot of problems on your life. More anxiety. Because you're always trying to either keep it or make sure somebody else doesn't get it. Or you're always wanting more. Amen? The world's peace is based on a weak foundation. And there's so many factors that can destroy world peace that are out of control for the average person. We can't control what happens a lot of times. God told the Israelites that they were not to marry outside the faith, that it would create problems and steal their peace. He tells us to be that if we are unequally yoked, that it would cause problems in our lives. And many of us are unequally yoked to different things that causes a lot of problems in our lives. We think that maybe it's the stock market or the government or the governor, or health care, broken families, overcrowded cities. But these are just symptoms. But really, when it comes down to it, the root of all the problems is mostly sin. Sin is the root of the problem, and it's the reason that Jesus came to this messed up world to fix properly what needed to be fixed in our lives. Only Jesus can fix us. Listen, only Jesus can fix us. The Scripture says, "They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace." That's the words of Jeremiah. The world at best can offer temporary peace, and we do our very best as parents and leaders and to keep people as safe as we can. But this lasting peace has only one source, and that source is God Almighty. And you never have godly peace without God, and it comes to us in three areas of our lives. It's peace with God, peace of God, and peace with others. Peace with God. You'll never be at peace with God as long as you're rebellious and not living out His Word. We try to have peace with God without God. And that's impossible. You know, people say that they have peace without a relationship with the Lord. It, you know, that's just temporary and And the factors of this world will at some time come crashing down on you, and you can't last in a world like that. Billy Graham said, after 60 years of ministry, shared this. He said, peace of God came only after you begin a relationship with the Lord. That's it. That's right. To understand that God has a plan for you and your life, and as long as you're doing your own thing without Him, you'll miss the blessing and the peace that He wants you to have. During those hard times, times that would overwhelm you, without Him, when you have Him, you can make it through. Because you have Him in your heart. And there's peace in your heart. There may not be peace outside or all around you, but there's peace in your heart. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and have it to the full or more abundantly, it says. He wants us to have peace. He wants us to live a life of abundance, not outside the body. He wants us to have an abundant life spiritually inside. He wants you to be full of Him, full of peace, full of love, full of joy, full of hope. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the problem is sin has separated us from Him. But Jesus came to bridge that gap. The precious Jesus in a manger is now the Savior that went to the cross for each and every one of us. And He demonstrated that love for us while we were yet still sinners. Christ died for us. In Romans, God sent His Son, Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by Me. The only way to have peace with God is to be in a relationship with God. And everything begins with peace with God, and the Lord Jesus Christ coming in our lives is for our salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Number two, we find peace of God. Scripture says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times in every way. Amen?
Amen.
You get that. You get that this morning.
Yeah.
You know the difference between peace with God and peace of God. Until you have a relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you cannot have peace with God. Your sins keep you from having God's peace. And once you've asked Jesus into your life, God's peace and blessings begin to flow into your life through Him. You cannot have God's peace without God. You cannot have God's peace without God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Peace is a gift from God. Amen? It is the only way that we can make it into this world that so much needs Jesus Christ right now. You look around. There's so many people that need Jesus. They need to see Jesus' love. They need to see hope. And where do they see that? They see it in us. They see the things that we go through in life and they say, I want what that guy's got.
Amen.
Christ living in us. Being revealed through us to the world. Amen. You think of yourself like that? You're God, you're Christ's representative You're His ambassador. Wherever we go, however we act, whatever we say, whatever we do, the world is looking at you. And if Christ is living in you, they're looking for Christ in you. You know, peace means much more than simply being at war. At the heart of the Christian message is the belief that the life and death of Jesus Christ gives people peace with God and peace within themselves. These are the people who try to continue the work with Jesus. I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, Jesus said 3 times to His disciples, "Peace be with you." But did you know that He only said that after His resurrection? Until there was a way of salvation. Until He would go so the Holy Spirit of God could come and be in your life. Peace of God comes after peace with God. Peace with God is a spiritual peace, and the Bible says that God the Father sent Jesus the Son to make peace between Himself and us. 2 Corinthians 5:18. God does not want us to live disconnected or fearful. Peace with God comes from what Christ did on the cross this morning. Listen to me. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, Colossians 3:15 says. You know, there's more than 700 verses of Scripture on peace. You know, God's desire for you and I to have peace with Him, man, that's His desire. When you have Jesus, peace becomes the awareness of God's presence in your life. Jesus, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I love that scripture. Jesus says, "Peace I leave you," or "leave with you, peace I give you." He wants us to have peace. Peace is the one thing most people do not have right now because they don't have Jesus in their life. So many people I see so disconnected from Christ. He wants this relationship, and the closer you get to Him, the more peace you'll have in your life. If you don't have peace with God, you won't have any inner peace. There's been many times I've prayed, "Inner peace." I just want peace, Lord. He says, "Abide in me and I'll abide in you." If I abide in you, then you'll have peace. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we can sing about unity and speak about world peace, but we'll not see that until we see God's people showing God's love to break the cycle of hatred in this world. I know there's a lot of things that go on in this world we don't understand, and God does things that we don't understand. That's why Paul said, you know, we don't see it clearly here. But one day, face to face, we'll get it all. We just have to trust and obey. Just as the song said, trust and obey. My prayer this morning is that you'll find lasting peace with this Christmas season this year. I'll leave you with this because this is kind of what I think life is like. We wake up tired. We drink coffee. And if you don't like coffee, maybe that's the first problem.
Yeah.
You spend 5 minutes with God and you rush to get ready. You go to work. you do your thing, and you think about lunch. You work, you think, and you worry about things and you need that you need to do. And fear steals your joy from you. You come home and you eat supper and you pay your bills and you think about family and you worry some more. And then you go to sleep. Maybe. And then you get up the next morning and you do it all over again. That sound familiar? You know, it's no wonder we don't feel lasting peace. It feels like a race sometimes, like you ever seen a hamster get on one of those little wheels? And he's just running. He's going nowhere, but he's just running. He just continues to run. Constantly spinning day after day. It seems like that's like our life. We hurry up to get nowhere. We don't even know where we're going half the time. We're just going because we feel like we have to go. Hoping that maybe we'll get some kind of peace somewhere. Maybe we'll eat enough of the right food, buy enough of the right clothes or the right thing, make ourselves feel good. But no matter how much we consume, or no matter how much we buy, it won't bring the peace that only God can bring. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." So as I close this morning, I say to all of you, shalom. Peace be with you. Amen.